2 hours have flown by once again. Nathan Zagura, the notorious V.I.C. Vic Carucci here on this Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Wrapping things up again. And Dino, our great producer, first of all, welcome back, brother. Second of all, you got any tweets or calls you want us to get into as we get some barks from the dog pound?
The have been very quiet today. The phones have been quiet, but we have tweets. Good. You can, and as always, you can tweet at us at Browns_daily. I got an email. Somebody emailed me my account for the show. So Okay, well, go ahead with the rabbit. That being Travis Benjamin receiving special teams player of the week. How much does that really impact him on the field the following week, or is something like this overrated? Is what Michael wants to know.
I would think that just knowing Travis the way I do, which is not to say I know him well, but just in conversation with him, I don't think he lets stuff like this get to his head. He seems like a pretty humble, low-keyed guy, right? Pretty consistent.
Yeah.
I don't see the recognition of the NFL, and this is the first big recognition he's gotten, but I just don't see a guy who's caught up in the life of a player. Therefore, I think he would handle it pretty well. Would you go with it?
Absolutely, and he seems the guy. He's got to be young. He's hungry, and he's got to be hungry. What is Travis Benjamin? I don't think this is going to go to his head at all. He's going to continue to try to make plays and help this team win football games. So yeah. I'm cool with that.
I don't think he says, okay, I've arrived now.
No,
what else you got, brother?
We're not going to crown him.
We're not crowning him yet. No.
We're not going to crown him.
We're not going to crown their butt.
We got a bunch of Brandon Wing questions. No real surprise. Start first from Paul Myers at P. Myers Golf. Wien threw four 8.2 yards per attempt last week.
Yep, best
week,
of the year.
Huge.
Yes.
Now, if he speeds up a little bit and the line blocks better, how sick could his numbers be?
I think there are some ifs, but yes, I certainly think it is possible for him to have a nice game. Now, this is a tough matchup against the Detroit Lions. They have been a very good pass defense thus far in 2013. Aaron Rodgers last week, he found that out the hard way, didn't have a great game. They're giving up right now, you know, yards, yes. Touchdowns, no. They've already picked off 8 passes this year as well, which is second most in the NFL. They forced 11 quarterback turnovers in 5 games. That's going to be the key. Not allowing those turnovers to happen, taking advantage of things here, because yes, teams are averaging a pretty good yards per attempt against Detroit this year, about 7.5 yards per attempt. So Whedon can have some big plays. They will be there. We saw James Jones, 83-yard touchdown just last week against this Detroit Lions defense, but he's got to take care of the football. That's going to be the key.
Yeah, I think it's efficiency first, productivity second. I want the productivity. I'm not knocking productivity, but when it comes to Whedon, when it comes to this defense, I just want to see it to be as clean a game as he possibly can have.
Yep.
All right, 2 more for you guys from BrownsFan_42. Hey, if Whedon does good this weekend, that's great for us. If he struggles, well, the bright side, 3 words, wiener dog races.
Nice. Got this one on Twitter from @WolfsPack19. He says, no hard knocks, no distractions in the locker room. Fans worry about that, too. As much as we think it's great programming, and Roger Goodell, you heard Gerard Cherry use the term, pull the curtain back. That is Roger's mantra. We got to keep pulling the curtain back. We got to keep showing our fan base the behind the scenes to let them see how cool what we do in this league is.
Sometimes, though, it's cool to keep the magic.
Well, mystique, yeah.
I think, keep the mystique, keep the magic. Yeah. And, you know, the issue is we're not campaigning for the Browns to do hard knocks. That's not what it is. We're not trying to lead a movement. The NFL is going to say at some point.
Let's lead a movement.
The NFL is going to say at some point, Browns,
you got to do
hard knocks. And then the Browns will deal with it at that point. I think it would be exciting. I love watching the show anyway. So to watch it about the Browns would be even better as far as I'm concerned.
As I was walking through the hallway past the player meeting rooms today, and, you know, the doors are open, so you're kind of just lit. You know, you're walking through, but you're not eavesdropping, but conversations are going on. You know, and there's Whedon sitting back in the quarterback room with Jason Campbell, and they're looking. And I'm just saying, those cameras are in there for not the whole thing, but part of it. I think that's cool inside stuff that people will eat up.
Oh, I love it.
As we all would.
Yeah.
So it is fun. That made me, when I saw that, I said, you know, that could be a scene right out of Hard Knocks.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't in any way, shape, or form compromise the ability of this team to win games, I'm all for it.
Yeah, because in training camp, hey, you're 0-0.
That's right. I want to.
It's a good thing. But you're right. It'll be a compelling, interesting team. And I think we're going to continue to like having Jim Corbett here today from USA Today. We thank him for joining
us. Absolutely.
Have more of those national folks around. We want those reasons to be there. I want to thank Gerard Cherry as well for being with us. Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal for being aboard. Dave DiNatale back in the saddle as our producer, feeling good. Got to have the Dino back. I want to thank Megan Rock as well. And you, the caller. Well, you didn't call today. Little disappointed in that. We'll hear from you tomorrow.
We had plenty of content. We had tons to get to.
I know, but that's right.
We like to talk to the peeps.
Interactive. What did you say about the reason why there's fewer calls? Give me your explanation.
Because they're like sponges. They're soaking up all the information that's coming out of the CBD studios today.
All right. For Nathan Zagura.
Like a French dip soaking up au jus.
In the back of your F-150.
That's right. Exactly.
All that au jus loaded to the top. That's going to happen, folks. I'm Vic, and we will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.